Welcome everyone to Release Notes. I'm your host Robbie, and this is your daily podcast that keeps you updated on the latest software updates and releases. Every day I summarize release notes from the past 24 hours from various sources, whether it's repositories like GitHub to the tech giants' various developer blogs. I shine light on what's new, if it's worth updating, while also mentioning the hardworking contributors that make this software possible. Not only will you stay updated with the tools you already know and use, but you might also discover new software that you haven't heard of yet, and who doesn't enjoy that? Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a busy professional, this podcast helps you stay on top of the ever-changing software landscape. Let's dive in. On today, the 13th of January, 2025, we'll be covering everything from core development tools like Babel, to essential utilities like V2 Ray N and Tabby, to development frameworks like FuelTS, PNMP, and React Router, and even some end-user applications like Immic and Cal.com. So let's dive straight in. Let's begin with core development tools, which form the bedrock of software creation. Babel is a JavaScript compiler that allows developers to write code using the latest features and syntax, and then transforms it into code and can run in older environments. This ensures compatibility across different browsers and systems. It's open source and licensed under MIT. There have been two releases to Babel in the past 24 hours, v8.0.0 alpha 15. So this is a major alpha release, which signifies considerable changes. This release includes several breaking changes, primarily related to TypeScript support. Specifically, they have changes to the naming of type parameters to type arguments in TS import type, TS class implements, TS interfacing heritage, and TS type query. There have also been internal changes, such as the removal of decimal literal printing logic. Some new features include the creation of TS enum body for TS enum declaration and TS abstract method property definition. Version 7.26.5, so this is a patch release focused on bug fixes and spec compliance. It now allows the dynamic import.defer method form of import defer. Several bug fixes, including corrections for export const enums in namespaces and setting the correct position for at a.b function. There were also fixes related to the start location of class methods with type parameters. Both releases saw contributions from the Babelbot, Huang Zhenglang, Niccolo, and a few others, which will be in the show notes as well. It's pretty interesting to see the same core team constantly pushing out these updates. So there's a few MVPs with the Babel releases. Next, let's move on to package managers and frameworks, which all help streamline the software development. PNMP, which is a package manager for JavaScript. It's similar to NPM or Yarn, but it's known for its speed and efficiency. It's open source and MIT licensed. So this is a weird release. It's not a real PNMP release, so I wouldn't worry too much about this one. They've just added a new tag, which is v0.0.1001. It's weird because 5 days ago they released a version 10.something.something. So it's kind of weird rolling out with a version 0.something release. I wouldn't be surprised if this slowly disappears. But Zed Koshan is the contributor for this release. So if you're interested in PNMP, maybe go check it out. FuelTS is a TypeScript library for interacting with the Fuel blockchain. The library enables developers to build decentralized applications and interact with smart contracts on the Fuel network. This release, which is a 0.98.0, introduces several new features and breaking changes. The major change in this release is the return of the synchronous provider constructor, moving away from the asynchronous initialization. Some other Key features include the auto cost method for easier translation, estimation, and funding, and the removal of the BEC 32 address format in favor of B256. There have been several cleanups, such as the removal of deprecated receipt properties and operations. The release also features improvements to documentation, particularly for optimizing front-end apps. The order cost method used for estimating and funding transactions have been migrated from fund with required coins. Furthermore, scripttransactionrequest.orderCost has been renamed to scripttransactionrequest.estimateandfund. A key change that is that prefer params and contract transfer params are now required by the asset ID property. A new from instance method has been added to predict class, and the provider constructor is now public. So this release signifies a pretty big refactor. Seems like a lot of effort's been gone into aligning the library and simplifying the deployment. So key contributors for this release are Arbolia, Daniel Bate, Peter Tony Smith 94, and a few others, which are obviously all in the show notes. Finally, let's wrap up with utilities and end user applications. V2 Ray N is a Windows client for V2 Ray, which is a network tool used to bypass internet censorship. Version 7.6.0 of V2 Ray N has been released with several updates. It now updates routing rules to be exported and used with V2 Ray NG. It also includes the ability to customize the tray icon and adds desktop theme options for Linux and Mac OS. The Windows version has seen modifications to its desktop theme options. There have also been general interface tweaks and bug fixes. It's free, and the licensing isn't specified from the release notes. The main contributor is the GitHub action spot, so there's no actual contributors listed for the release. Tappy is a customizable terminal application for modern workflows. It's open source and MIT licensed. So today we've seen version 1.0.219 of Tappy, which addresses two key bugs. One related to the SSH agent authentication, and another to loading encrypted PPK keys. So the bug fixes improve readability, mostly. No contributors were explicitly mentioned, but the commits are from the main repo. Imic is a self-hosted photo and video backup solution. It's open sourced and licensed under AGPL 3.0 license. Version 1.124.2 was released to address bugs that were missed in previous releases. This release fixes a bug where jobs weren't running on new external library assets, and another where multi-selection wasn't cleared when changing folders. Contributors for this release include Etnoi, and Arno Licious. Cal.com is an open source scheduling platform that lets you book meetings and appointments. It's open source and licensed under MIT license. So this release, version 4.8.16, includes various bug fixes and enhancements. Key fixes includes issues with payments, UI elements, and platform members table. There have been several documentation updates and improvements, largely focused on Mintlify. There was also focus on performance improvements, such as improving the routing insights view, and bulk shortening of links has also been added as well. The release saw heaps of community involvement, including contributions from PearRich, Mintlify, Alicia Polymath, and a bunch of others as well. And that's it for today's releases. Thank you so much for tuning in to Release Notes. If you build software, send me the dependencies from your package.json, NuGet config, pod file, whatever, and I'll add them to the list of softwares I monitor so you don't have to. Or, better yet, send me a link to your releases. Check out the show notes for ways to contact us and a full list of the softwares I mentioned, linked to their release pages, and the awesome contributors that make this version possible. Keep improving, keep innovating, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye!